Blessings, everyone. This is Jonathan Ramos, and you're tuning into Streams with Jonathan Ramos. First of all, I just wanted to apologize to my listeners. It's been a while. It is good to be back. First, I just want to apologize because it has been a very hectic couple of weeks as we have been preparing. For those of you who know, we have been starting a private group when it comes to House of Prophets and going over through the first 3 months with a couple. And while we're doing that, we are actually developing the curriculum for months 4, 5, and 6, and it hasn't been easy developing the curriculum. And of course, being a dad, it has been such a blessing. So it has really been a blessing to my life. So I do apologize, and I know it's been a while, and I owe it to you, my listeners, who have been asking me for when are you gonna come up with a new podcast. We miss your podcast. Well, here it goes. First, you know, as a reintroduction, I just want to go ahead and touch on a subject that has been on my mind as I was pondering this weekend, as I was with family. I was just pretty much, you know, we were in a bonfire and I was just pondering. And one of the things that I was pondering on was grace and the law. I was comparing, and this came upon me when I was actually creating the curriculum for months 4, 5, and 6. When I was going over the Old Testament history for House of Prophets. And as I was going over the Old Testament history and the historical facts in terms of prophecy and the prophetic ministry and prophetic calling in the Old Testament, one of the things that stood out to me was, of course, one thing that stands out to everybody, which will be the law that God gave Moses. And the law, or the Ten Commandments that God has granted over to Moses. And then, of course, of the New Testament, right? So one of the things that came to mind was definitely, what is grace? And how does the New Testament and the New Testament differ, the New Testament or the Old Testament differ from one another? And one of the things that kind of stood up to me is grace is harder. And what I mean by that is that during this day and age, there has been a lot of speculations, or in terms of the New Testament in grace, we believe that grace is somewhat easier than the Old Testament. And in fact, I will go ahead and take it further. Some of us even actually believe or use grace as a means to do or get away with what we want to get away with. In other words, we can do what we want to do because God's grace, God's love, justifies what I'm about to do. And some way, somehow, we have been taught that grace is much, 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 much easier than the Ten Commandments or the Old Testament. After all, Old Testament was eye for eye, tooth for tooth, right? You will do something and boom, consequences, right? But I just wanted to go ahead and shed a little light on this, right? Because as I was preparing the curriculum for House of Prophets and going through the whole Old Testament history, it is in fact that this is not true. This paradigm that we have, that grace is somewhat easier and somewhat better than the Old Testament, is to the nature or to a degree not true. Grace is not easier, and grace is better. That it is. Grace is much better than the Old Testament law or the Old Testament rules that we will live by. However, grace is not easier. It is in fact that grace is much, 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 much more harder than the Old Testament. And I'll tell you this now. Because grace it is found in the personality that you will find in Jesus Christ. So, in fact, Jesus Christ says, I am the truth. So whenever you want something that theology in general, if it contradicts the personhood or the personality that you will see in the personhood of Jesus Christ, then it is not theology. Jesus said, I am the truth. So theology and truth is actually found in a person. And when we look at the lifestyle of Jesus, although he hung out with sinners, although he never judged sinners, but he was truthful. And what I mean by truthful is that he would call out sinners as they were, right? Which is hard for a lot of people to say, believe, because after all, we're in grace, right? After all, grace is accept me. And grace is much harder because when we look at the lifestyle or the grace gospel, the gospel of grace, it is harder because the old commandments was do not steal, do not kill, love your God, do not worship no other God, okay? Do not commit adultery. It was just pretty much flat out, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not kill, right? That was the Old Testament. And in terms, that was much, much more easier than grace, because when we look at the New Testament, especially the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is found in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when we look at them, and when we look at the testimony of Jesus Christ, grace actually tells us, if you are mad at your brother, leave your offering at the temple or at the altar and go forgive your brothers, or go settle your debt with your brothers, and then come. In fact, grace tells me, or grace says, if you're even mad at your brother, if you're even mad at your sister, it is equivalent to killing them. In fact, the Old Testament tells us, do not commit adultery. But grace tells us, if you look at a woman lustfully, you've already committed adultery. You see, so in terms of grace, do not be angry towards your brother, because it is enough. It is equivalent to putting your brother to death. You see, grace is much harder. Grace looks at the heart and the motive or the motive of what your actions do. In fact, grace looks at the attitude of your heart and what drives your actions. Grace is judgmental when it comes to the big why. Why are you going to the store? Why are you wearing makeup? Why are you shaving your legs? Why are you dressing the way you dress? You see, the Old Testament attacks the don't do it. Grace attacks the motive behind every action. Why are you talking to her? Why are you talking to him? What is your motive in developing a relationship with this individual? You see, grace is much harder. One can say that grace is impossible then, which is true. But and then when you look at the book of Romans, chapter 8, there is a law at work. And this is why grace is much better. It's harder, but much better. And grace is much better because now we have the Spirit of the living God, who also dwelt in Jesus, that empower us to change the big why. Why is the motive? The why behind every action we take. You see, grace gives us the ability to be empowered by a Spirit where we no longer desire the negativity or desire the bad things. So now we can question ourselves, why I'm doing this? Why? You see, grace empowers us by the Spirit of God to help us avoid and forgive others. You see, grace is much better because we can say that I have the spirit of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead living in me, that enables me to forgive my brother genuinely, to love my wife genuinely. You see, this is why grace is better, but it's not easier. Whoever told you grace is easier, I can guarantee you, 8 out of 10 people who tell you that grace is easier, they some way, somehow have used and adapted grace as a license or a justification to get what they want or do what they want without the conviction. You see, grace is much harder. Grace attacks the motive in what you do. Why do you want that brand new car? You see, it questions the big why. Why is it that you need a bigger house? Is it to impress? And impressing others then leads to the root cause of the issue. Pride, anger, hate, lust. Something you do not get with the Old Testament. Old Testament laws, you can literally hide and justify because all you have to do is not do it. No, but grace looks at your heart. Grace tells you why. Why is it that you want to get this done? Why is it that you want a tattoo? Why is it that you want to talk to this girl? Why is it that you want to talk to this guy? What is the motive behind you developing a relationship with your pastors? What is the motive of why you want to get into the church? You see, grace is much, 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 much more difficult. Because grace, the deeper you get into grace, which is having a relationship with the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ himself, the moment you have a relationship, you see, your convictions broaden. It doesn't go away. You see, the more time you spent with Jesus, you will see that instead of your convictions being easier, your convictions are heavier, because now grace empowers you and requires much more of you. So grace tells you, don't watch this movie no more, because it attacks the motive. Don't do this no more. You see, grace determines and defines the way you live, the reality of it. So grace literally is much harder, but better. God bless you guys, and I will see you next week.